and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm speaking to Jackie from Bitten Oxford, who's going to tell us a bit about the Oxford Food and Drink Festival.
Hi, Katie.
So tell me about the festival.
Okay, so the festival is, well, it's the first year of the event. It is a celebration of the best local food and drink in and around Oxford and Oxfordshire. It's organised by myself and Becca from Bitten Oxford in partnership with Oxford City Council. And it's taking place on Sunday, 16th of October, from 11 till 4, slap bang in the centre of Oxford City.
And whereabouts is it being held?
So we're taking over Gloucester Green, and then we're also taking over St Michael Street, which is going to be rebranded as Brew Alley for the day, which is going to have a coffee lab on there with loads of different coffee producers and cafes doing different experiments. And we're going to have some bars there as well with local brewers, hence the Brew Alley name.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have some stalls on Corn Market, joining up to Market Street, where we'll have some community stalls as well, and joining up then to Oxford Cover Market.
Fantastic.
We're taking over a lot of the city centre.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of the centre.
Yeah, especially for year one of the festival. I'm not sure what we were thinking.
How long's it taken you to organise this?
Pretty much the entire year so far.
Gosh.
When we originally started planning the festival at the kind of maybe around about early springtime, we were going for a July date. But the interest that we had in the festival was a lot bigger than we expected for year one. So we ended up extending the site from just Gloucester Green mm-hmm. to obviously the trail now that we have, and obviously a lot more businesses involved as well. So it took a lot more time to plan than we were originally aiming for, which is why we've brought forward the date to October. But it definitely means that it's going to be a big launch event.
Yeah,
definitely bigger than we'd originally thought, but it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. Cool. So you've already mentioned Brew Alley. What kind of coffee experiments are happening? I'm quite curious.
I know. So we've got, for example, Jericho Coffee Traders and Society Cafe are going to be kind of outside Society Cafe doing different types of brewing, you know, with different, like, different kind of filter coffee, so different ways of brewing. So you can have a look and try some of the different flavours that come from that as well. So, yeah, it's going to be really, really exciting. Even as a decaf drinker, I'm excited. I shouldn't admit to that. I'll probably get in trouble.
It's all right. We'll keep it between us.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
Excellent. As well as Brew Alley, there's lots of food demonstrations going on. Can you tell me a bit about that?
So for the demo stage, we're going to have a kitchen demo stage centred in Gloucester Green. Mm-hmm. And just for a couple of examples, Oxford Brooks will be there. There'll be two chefs from Oxford Brooks doing cooking on a budget, basically.
Brilliant.
And from what I hear, they're doing ox cheek tacos, which sound amazing. I love ox cheek. So that's going to be really exciting. We're going to have a lady called Mrs. Bun the Baker doing a kids cookery demo as well. We're going to have A Taste of Vietnam there doing a Vietnamese cookery demo as well.
Wow.
There's some really good fun things to watch, and you'll be able to hopefully try some samples of it as well. And there'll be some people doing some really interesting talks as well in between the food demos. So there should be some really fun things to go and watch, as well as, you know, other food that you can go and try as well.
Fantastic. And so how many stalls are there out of interest?
I was literally just looking at that this morning, and I think we're still kind of finalising everybody, you know, the last stragglers coming in.
Yeah.
But we're looking at around about just under 50 stalls, I think.
Gosh.
Actually, there's probably a few more than that when you take into account the community stalls, so mm-hmm. probably getting closer to 60. So for the traders, we've got a really good mix, actually. We've got everything from local brewers to liqueurs to bakery, deli products. We've got some great local kind of meat and vegetable produce as well, street food traders from both Bitten Street and from Gloucester Green Market, and a few that trade at other places regularly as well. So some really they're all local businesses as well.
Yes.
Literally, the furthest we've booked people from, I think, is Milton Keynes.
Wow.
So we've made a real point of making sure that everyone we book, you know, there won't be anyone from like Yorkshire, for example,
yeah.
because that's one of the things that we really wanted to do, is because we've got to know a lot of great local food and drink producers through in Oxford and through, you know, Bitten Street and the different things that we do food related.
Mm-hmm.
We knew there was a lot of great food and drink out there, and we really wanted to shine a spotlight on the local businesses that do such a good job of it. So that's one of the main differences with Oxford Food and Drink Festival, is it really is very much about local businesses.
Yeah.
And we've made it free entry to everybody as well. So if you're turning up on the day, you don't need to pay for a ticket or anything like that. You can come along and try all this great food and drink and not have to pay to get in as well. So there'll be no wristbands here.
Brilliant. And if you find something that you really love, you know that you can go and get it quite easily.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to go and get a train ticket to go and find one.
Yeah.
Maybe a bus journey to Milton Keynes.
Yeah, maybe.
There will also be some non-food businesses there as well, but mm-hmm. they're all kind of related to food and drink. So, for example, we've got Hannah from Jericho Studio Pottery there with her amazing pottery. And we've got Rosie from A Rosie Life, who has some really kind of cool, funky, different products that she sells, and a lot of which are kind of food and drink related too. So it's not just all about things that you can eat or drink, it's things that you might use to eat or drink as well, or kind of associated with.
Fantastic. What stall are you most excited about?
Ooh, that is a really difficult one. Ooh, hang on. Do you know what? It might be Pint Shop, because Pint Shop has literally just opened in Oxford on George Street. They're an award-winning kind of restaurant bar from Cambridge, who've just moved here. And Beck has been in to feature them for a preview when they were doing their soft launch. But I haven't been in there yet, so I haven't actually had a chance to try any of their food, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
So possibly them, but there's a lot of traders who I've worked with before who I know produce amazing food. Like, we've got the Egghouse Butchery. These guys, I've met them at other like farmers markets and things like that before, and they do really amazing like sausages and bacon and things like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing them there, because I haven't seen them for a little while, so I'll definitely be taking some of their food home with me.
Yeah.
And there's so much on the street food side of things that I'm literally going to work my way around, I think, most of the stalls. We've got Taste Tibet there, who are a regular from Gloucester Green.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah, really good. And we've got Souvlaki Brothers, who are a regular at Bitten Street. They do the most amazing traditional Greek souvlaki. Gujon Monkey as well are a regular favourite, and Clucking Oinks, who do buttermilk fried chicken, which is absolutely stunning. And we've got a couple of new ones as well, so I'm really interested to try out some of those and you know, hopefully bring them all back for next year as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it all sounds so exciting. My mouth is watering already, so just
you should try looking at this every day. I'm going to be on a perpetual diet after the festival, I think, until the next one.
Brilliant. Just remind me what, where, when.
So, well, there's the main festival, which is on Sunday, the 16th of October, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. mm-hmm. from Gloucester Green through St Michael Street, Corn Market, Market Street, and then up to Oxford Covered Market. Then we've also got a series of fringe events happening the week running up to it. So we've encouraged any local food or drink related businesses who can't be there as a stall on the day of the event, what they can do to get involved is put on some kind of fringe event. So it could be an offer, a discount, or a special event. So that will be listed on the website. The website is oxfoodfest.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same on social media as well, if you want to follow us on there. And we'll be telling you all about the amazing events that are going on in the week running up to it as well. There's a few businesses that have submitted theirs already, but we'll be getting some more in over the course of the next, well, this week and next. Well, it starts obviously on Monday next week, but mm-hmm. we'll be getting the rest of those finalised this week. So just, yeah, keep an eye out on the social media and on the website, and hopefully see lots of you there. And you'll be seeing me running around probably a little bit frantically with a clipboard, I imagine.
Brilliant.
With food in my hand.
Well, naturally.
Pen in one hand, food in the other.
Well, you could use a clipboard as a plate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
White proof, possibly.
Yeah. Brilliant. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Jackie.
Thanks, Katie.